Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aichi Petrochemical Limited Q3 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about this company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Pramod.
Yes, today, on behalf of Aichi Petrochemical, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all the participants. We are also joined by SGA, our investor relations advisor. We trust that everyone has had an opportunity to review our financial results and the investor presentations, which were uploaded on the stock exchange as well as the company's website. During today's discussion, we will briefly begin with a quick overview of the recent industry development, provide an update on the IGPL financial performance as well as the project progress, which will be followed by the financial highlights for the quarter. Coming to the industry, the Indian chemical industry continued to operate in a challenging environment shaped by the combination of factors including ongoing geopolitical developments, volatility in the crude prices, rising global trade and the logistic cost, subdued demand from the key Western markets. These headwinds have impacted the performance of the major chemical companies across domestic as well as international markets. IGPL is also not entirely immune to these pressures. Companies with a higher dependence on the import of raw materials, particularly those sourcing the raw materials such as Europe, China, have forced competitively faced greater challenges. Additionally, the players with a significant exposure to the U.S. market are impacted by the tariff-related uncertainties. However, following the announcement of the U.S.-India trade agreement, uncertainty surrounding the tariffs has been moderated. Further, the recent development around the EU free trade is also expected to open up the new opportunities for the industry over the medium to long term. While certain downstream segments experienced temporary softening in demand in earlier quarters, the current trend indicates a healthy demand revival from various end-user industries. The impact on IGPL was relatively limited. This is primarily due to the localized customer base. The majority of our customers are located within a radius of 200 to 300 kilometers from our facility, providing the logistic efficiencies as well as demand stability. Although IGPL doesn't directly export to the U.S., however, some of our customers in downstream industries cater to the U.S. demand. About IGPL continued to stand on a strong foundation, built our focus on the operating efficiency and cost leadership. We are one of the lowest-cost producers of phthalic in India. We are the largest producer of phthalic in the domestic market and second-largest producer of phthalic in the global market. Over the decade of focused efforts and continuous improvement, IGPL has developed a strong manufacturing excellence, ensuring a consistent and reliable supply of high-quality products. In addition to phthalic anhydride, our diversified product portfolio includes mannic anhydride, benzoic acid, and DEP, which cater to the broad range of industries. We expect these products to meaningfully increase their contribution to the company's overall financial performance over the next four to five years. Particularly about the Q3, our performance for the quarterly was impacted because of the compressed margin, lower realization of phthalic, as well as soft pricing for the downstream products. These price pressures largely affected our revenue as well as margin during the period. In addition, the profitability was also impacted by the higher cost inventory buildup, which has been carried forward from the earlier period. From a balance sheet perspective, the past quarter, we had also converted most of our euro-denominated debt into the rupee. So that has significantly saved us in terms of the currency fluctuation. And we also repaid a significant portion of our outstanding loan. So this initiative has helped overall reduce the forex exposure and strengthen our overall financial position. As a part of forward-looking strategy, we are continuously focusing on upgrading our key equipment to improve plant reliability, ensuring we are well-positioned to capitalize on the future growth opportunity. On CapEx front, our advanced plastic project is progressing well, and expected to achieve the mechanical completion by the end of March 2026. The plant will have an initial capacity of around 75,000 tons, which can be later on scaled up to 1 lakh tons. The facility will be manufacturing a wide range of plastic sizes, including DOP, DINP, DBP, DIGP, which will captively consume approximately 30 to 35,000 tons of phthalic anhydride when operated at optimum capacity, thereby improving the overall value chain and integration. In parallel, we are also doing the debottlenecking of our DOP plant, which will increase the capacity of DOP from roughly 8,000 tons right now to 12,000 tons by the end of March 2026. IGPL is also taking concrete steps towards green chemistry and sustainable circular economy. As a part of this, we are planning to set up a compressed biogas plant at Karnataka. The project is expected to generate the revenue from sustainable resources by reinforcing our long-term commitment to the environment. CBG project is under implementation and is on track to achieve the commercialization or mechanical completion by the end of the June or July 2026, while the pyrolysis plant is expected to be on schedule. Along with these initiatives, we remain focused on enhancing operating efficiency, lowering our carbon footprint across our operations. We are steadily increasing the integration of solar power and other renewable energy sources at our facility, which will support sustainable and long-term cost optimization. In addition to, we have also begun a phase transition from the conventional fuel, including LSFO diesel, to the natural gas. This shift is expected to save the cost over the period of time, while also improve the energy efficiency and reducing the emissions, thereby aligning our operational objective with the broader sustainability commitments. We believe that the period of subdued demand for the phthalic anhydride is behind us. Price level across the key products appear to have bottomed out. Looking ahead, we expect to have a gradual improvement in the demand from industry, supported by the normalization of the market condition. Additionally, the recent developments such as US-India trade agreement, EU-India trade agreement present meaningful opportunity for the chemical sector. These initiatives are expected to enhance the market access and improve competitiveness and support the export-led growth. For IGPL, this evolving trade environment also opens up the opportunity for potential revenue stream, positioning the company to benefit from the global demand condition will improve. Overall, considering the favorable global environment and anticipated demand recovery, we remain optimistic about the outlook for the coming quarter with a strong operational capability and integrated product portfolio and disciplined capital allocation. IGPL is well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities and drive sustainable growth. For the quarter ended 26, total revenue was 471 crore, reflecting at a 17% decline, primarily due to lower realization and impact of high-cost inventory. However, the overall sales volume has improved by more than 10% compared to the last quarter. Revenue contribution from the non-phthalic business was about 41 crore. Export contributes 15% to the overall revenue, which we have expected significant growth opportunity going forward. Gross profit was 86 crore, EBITDA was 16 crore, mainly impacted by the compressed margin, high cost inventory and lower realization of the phthalic anhydride. For the quarter, company has reported a loss of around 7 crore rupees. Total revenue for the 9 months was 1424 crore. The non-phthalic business for the 9 months was 114 crore. Gross profit was 303 crore and EBITDA stood at 56 crore. The total loss for the 9 months ended of 14 crore because the first quarter was also having a loss, second quarter was profitable, and third quarter again the 7 crore loss. Overall profitability was impacted because of multiple factors, inventory cost adjustments, M2M charges for the Forex, as well as the compression margin. With this, I conclude my presentation and open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Riya from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. So I want to ask, since we have all the five plants running, what was the capacity utilization this quarter and what would be the kind of volumes we have done?
So typically, we are operating right now four plants, not five plants. And also one of the plants was set for one and a half months. So for four plants, the capacity utilization was around 80%-85%.
And why was the fifth plant working only for one and a half months?
That was some technical snag that need to be changed. Otherwise, we intend to operate only four plants, but there was some technical issue. Because of that, it was set for around 20-25 days. But again, it has started in December. Overall sales volumes compared to the last quarter has improved by more than 10-12%. It was more than 51,000 tons.
I think last quarter also we had some maintenance shutdown, right?
Last quarter was there was a change in the catalyst. We have five plants and every year we need to take two plants for the change in catalyst. Every 2 to 3 years, we need to change the catalyst.
Yes, but however, every quarter there is one plant or so which is under maintenance or not.
We are operating four plants, and in that four plants, one or two plants need to shut down for changing catalyst. Fifth plant is expected to start in line with the plasticizer.
Okay, fifth plant will only start with the liner and the plastic this March.
Which is March, April, yeah. When plasticizer production may start. Because that plant will cater 70% of the requirement. 70% of that plant production will go to the plasticizers.
Right. Also, in terms of spreads, what are the current spreads? Also, I'm understanding that since last 2-3 quarters on the call, we have been mentioning that it is going upwards of 100 to 150 range. However, it is not reflecting in the market.
Yeah. It is. Last quarter was, I think, you can say that for last 9 months, it was the worst quarter, where the margin is compressed to around $50 to $100, which was the lowest. And that also the impact of the lower realization from the product, the higher cost of the orthogyny, which has compressed the margin. Second, the reason is the lower realization, because $670 was around Malic Hundred rate, which has a revenue of around 11 to 12 crore, while we were expecting 15 to 18 crore every quarter. So that December quarter seemed to bottoming out all the margins. Since then, the prices have gone up from 82-83 rupee to 90-93 rupee. Now, there is an increment in the
Malic or Thalic?
Thalic. So
80-90.
December quarter seems to be the bottoming out of most of the product prices as well as the margin. In Jan-Feb, we have seen very good improvement in overall margins.
Okay. Could you help me in terms of dollar terms, what are the current spreads right now?
When you are talking about the market margin, it's between $100 to $120. And IG margin is generally $40, $50, or $60 higher, because the operating efficiency, Malic, Bajor, I think all advantage if you consider, then you need to add around $70 to $80.
Yeah, so earlier I think this number was like, I think last Q2 and Q1, Q1 you had mentioned that the spreads were around 100 to 120 levels only.
100 to 120 was right when the Malic prices was very good. Now that 100 to 120 moved to $60 to $80 because of the decline in the Malic prices. Because Malic realization in our case is directly added to the EBITDA.
Right.
The Malic prices have gone down significantly by, I think, like 20-25% in last 6 months.
Okay.
Today, the Malic has stuck around 600.
Are reducing since last 1 year only, right?
Actually, historically, if you look at, Malic was around 20% higher than Thalic. So, suppose Thalic is $1,000, $1,050, Malic is $1,200, ideally, in last 20 years. But in last one and a half or 2 years, the Malic is 20 or 30% lower than Thalic. If Malic is 150, Malic is 670.
Right.
So that has impacted the overall age of our $100-$150 has reduced to $60 to $80.
Right. So my question is that Malic prices have remained subdued since the last one and a half years. However,
correct,
we were doing much better margins than the current quarter. So what has changed, given that the industry spreads have also remained the same? Why is the margin impacted to this extent?
So there are two reasons. First, reason which I mentioned, there is a compressed margin for last quarter. Second, we were carrying some inventory.
I couldn't get you.
So first reason is there is a compressed margin for the last quarter. Second, we were carrying some inventory which is of higher cost. So that inventory we are carrying at higher cost, that you need to sell as per the prevailing market price. So the result inbuilt the inventory losses in sales. The third point which I mentioned is about the low realization of the mannequin titanium.
Right. Could you help me on the first point a little?
Typically, the margin across all segments are impacted because the downstream industries to whom we are supplying, some of them are supplying it to the US market. They were not doing well, so that has impacted the overall demand and the margin. And margin, when I'm saying margin is compressed, it's not just because of Indian market. In the global market, margin has gone down, which indirectly impacted the domestic player also.
Okay.
So it's the three factors put together. One is the compressed margin. The second is lower realization of the metallic anhydride. And third is the high cost inventory which we were carrying. Now that all are settled up to December.
Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. I would ask you to rejoin the queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khetan from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Sir, do you this, now, sir, the remaining catalyst chain for this fiscal year has been completed. When you see like the next catalyst year would start in second quarter? Or?
I think it is not there in next 6 months. It is not there.
Okay.
It is not planned in March or June. It may be after June, but I don't have exact date today.
Got it. And sir, now we had mentioned like because US market was because of this tariff impact, volumes of end user industries have been impacted. So sir, now what is the negotiations like going on the table? Are the customers expecting an uptick?
I think the volume has already improved because the US matter is more or less settled. And whatever the actually if you look at last 9 months, so M2M inventory loss comprises around 40 to 50 crores. In last 9 months in the results. So that all matter has settled. Now the prices has already bottomed out, expected to go up. And we are expected to have more than 50,000 ton of the volume every quarter or more than that. And then there will be PA5 along with the plasticizer, which will further improve the phthalic volume as well as the volume of plasticizer, which will add, if at optimum capacity of plasticizer and PA5, it will add 1,000 crore to the revenue. But I expect 30-35% on annualized basis, starting off the plasticizer, gradually it will go up to optimum capacity.
Got it. Sir, on to the DEP. In our existing plant of 8,000 tons, we are debottlenecking that to 12. Already, sir, we have a 75,000 ton plant in completion right now. This plant is to be that toxic for
There are two plants. One plant, I am talking about the DP which started in 22. That is catering to the fragrance industry, mainly like all type of fragrance chemicals companies, like Orient, JD and all that. So these plants, which has a capacity of around 8,000 tons, that we are right now doing the debottlenecking, which will improve the capacity to 12,000 tons. So that is already under progress, expected to complete by March 2026. And another plant of plasticizer, which is under construction, that is separate. That doesn't have a DP. That is actually DUP, DI, NP and other products.
Correct. So, sir, like expanding into DUP is more rational, like because more customers are phasing out from DUP and looking to other options because of some toxic and other
options. If you ask me, first, there is a better margin, there is a stability in the pricing, and there is a good growth demand. We are not only supplying DP, which is the base for the fragrance for all type of perfumes and all, to domestic market, but we also cater to the export market. So for us, I think DP is something which provides greater stability in the overall margin. Right now, we are also at DP, 40% of market share. With 12,000 ton, we will have more than 50% market share in DP. DP is a good product. All the perfumes which you are using, like a lot of market perfumes are available, the fragrance, agarbatti and all that, the base is DP.
Got it, sir. Sir, what would be the CapEx onto this debottlenecking?
It's a 2 to 3 crore, very small. It is not the CapEx, it will be part of the operating cost only, operational cost, yeah.
Got it. And sir, this new plant of plasticizer, volumes and revenue will flow from Q2.
Q1 will be there, but very small revenue. But yeah, Q2 gradually it will go up in Q2, Q3.
Got it. Sir, with the high tariff imposition on China, so seems like more of material will not go into US and flow into other markets. So maleic anhydride, is there any sort of a concern like outside of US the inventory would be very higher? That would lead to further softening prices or still like you say like this is the bottom in prices?
So the maleic anhydride prices, I think, I believe next 1 or 2 years tight because China has a extra capacity which they are supplying to or catering to the global market. However, with the India and the Europe deal, to, trade free trade is signed, so there will be a lot of opportunity for Indian phthalic, maleic guys even to sell it to the European market. US market has a certain type of deal, but they are providing certain concession to the Chinese market. The Chinese continue to sell their maleic to the US market and Europe market. So whoever is selling in China and Europe, they need to compete with the Chinese. But I believe that next 6 months to 1 year, there will be a compressed margin. But logically, because today the margin of maleic is below the cost of production through the butane route. If you get the butane today in India, it will cost 500 to 550. 300 is conversion. So 850 to 900 is your break even. Prices are 670. IG case is different. We are using we are getting maleic from the wash water. So cost is practically nil. Otherwise, if you use the butane route, maleic is not viable today.
Got it. Sir, just one last question. So we maintain that our top line of 2,000 crore would be visible. So 1,000 crore of incremental addition on top line and subsequent like 14-15% margin.
Right now, we have revenue between 2,000 to 2,200 crore, which is roughly 2 lakh crore or 2 lakh ton of the phthalic which we are selling with maleic and benzoic acid. With optimum utilization or say 90% utilization of PA5 and the plasticizer, we expect to add 1,000 crore revenue. If we do a utilization of 40-50%, accordingly revenue will change. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capitals. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Pramod sir, my first question is related to the time of spread you were talking about. So just on a competitive basis on Q1, Q2, were you also specifying Q1, Q2 spread with maleic acid or maleic anhydride into picture? Because in our understanding, it was like the spread that you always talk about is time of spread. So this $60 to $80 spread that you are speaking about, is something new that you have incorporated by specifying maleic anhydride into it. So could you give a comparative directional for the specs for Q3?
Can you just repeat your question because I have not got you. Wanted to ask the question why the additional margin over number of the market margin is coming from. That is your question?
No, sir. I am just saying that since in last 2 quarters, Q1 and Q2, then you were specifying about the spread, which used to be 100, 120 in last quarter, 120, $150.
Correct.
You were talking just about TANOP spread, right?
So, I will repeat again. Whatever is the market margin, IG used to have 80 to 100 to 120 extra because of operating efficiency, yield byproduct like maleic anhydride and benzoic acid. When the market is compressed, when I'm talking about it, the margin plus the addition. If there is some inventory inbuilt loss and all that loss, that will be reflected in the financial results.
Okay. So it was the extra that we were earning was because of the maleic anhydride and benzoic acid. specific.
Mandic anhydride, benzoic acid, and the operating efficiency of the yield advantage, all three together.
Got it. And that spread has come down to $60 to $80 for the quarter.
Yeah, but 60. It was for the last quarter. Now it has again improved it, and in our case, it has also got impacted apart from market margin because the high cost inventory, which is now nil because that has been adjusted or sold, and now the prices have gone up.
Got it. So my second question is related to the four plants that you are specifying about to run every time in the year, around the year. So this was my understanding, once the plastic acid plant will come up, so we will be using three plants for phthalic and one plant for plasticizer, and one plant will always be shut down.
We will be operating five plants. One plant, 70% will be utilized for the purpose of plasticizer. And out of four plants, one plant will be taken the shutdown for change in catalyst every year.
Probably we would be having two shutdowns every year. I think
I will repeat it again. Every 3 years we need to take shutdown. So if we have a six plant, we need to take shutdown, two shutdown in every year. Now we have five plant. So every year there will be two shutdown. 1 year there will be one shutdown.
Got it. And sir, this technical problem that we faced during the quarter led to 1 month shutdown for a plant.
Yeah. That has been sorted out and started again back in December. But that has
what
not impacted the sale. That has not impacted
the
sales.
What is the volume we did in this quarter compared to last quarter?
Last quarter was around 47 types and this quarter was more than 51.
This quarter was 51,000. Last quarter was 46, if I'm not wrong.
So basically, I don't want to comment directly on volume, but we improved around 10% compared to last quarter. Sales has improved because there was a good inventory time.
Fair enough. And malic prices currently is 35% is down compared to pan prices.
Malic prices are today is less than $700 in international market. Less than $700. Oh, $670 to $680.
And this is because of the excess supply from China.
I think there are multiple factors. It has actually been going down for last one and a half year. From 1,000 to 9,850, 900, 800, now 750, then now again below 700.
Got it. Just two questions from my side. First is, when you're saying that we are expected to get mechanical completion for the plant of plasticizer in Q4, when can we expect the plant to commission completely after the dry trials?
I think generally 1 month. So that's why I mention it. There may be some quantity of production of plasticizers, but that will not be high in April, May, June. But you will see the gradual improvement from July, August, September in production of plasticizers.
Got it. And just last, any update on the CBG plant? It is expected to be completed in Q2.
I think construction is going on. We expect mechanical completion to happen in June 2026. Construction is right now on.
And what is the raw material that we would be using in CBG?
We will be using the native grass and the agro waste as a raw material for CBG production.
Yeah. And the raw material would be available in the nearby areas.
Yeah. It is abundantly available. Actually the plant is in between the sugar belt and all other belts. It's actually the center place, surrounded by a lot of sugar factories and other factories. Agro waste is available and nappier grass is being grown to supply.
And what would be the size of the plant?
The size of the plant is 5 ton per day, the production of CBG, 5.2 or 5.3. It's a pilot plant for
CBG. Yes, got it. Expected to run 300 days in a year.
350, because there is no other problem in that plant. 330 to 350 is the production period. So 1500 ton in a year.
Got it.
1500 to 1600 ton in a year. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Nirav Jimuria from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So two questions. So first is on the user industry side, like UPR and pigments were indirectly affected due to the US tariffs because we were doing a lot of exports from India in terms of both these products put together. So if you can just help us understand in terms of the volumes which we were catering to these segments before the tariff and after the tariff, how much of the volumes would have impacted?
So I think same point I can't give you because after the tariff volume is yet to improve, which we will see gradually. Typically, paint, plasticizer and pigment put together is 50 to 55% for us. Paint, pigment and plasticizer is between 50 to 55% put together. Balance is the specialty chemical, DEP and other plasticizer.
Correct. No, sir, what I was trying to ask you is that, let's say, when the tariffs were in place and when the tariffs were not in place, I'm not talking about the existing situation.
So basically, two segments which were impacted, one is UPR and some portion is the resin and the CPC. So overall difference will be 5 to 10% of the sales. We expect that in this segment, sales will improve by 5 to 10%.
Correct. So let's say if we are doing a volume of 50,000 tons, 2,500 tons were impacted, which should come to us on a steady-state basis as...
Correct, correct. Goes. Absolutely right.
Correct. And sir, with reference to the paint which you just touched upon, like a new player, Grasim has been consistently increasing its market share. So are we currently supplying to them? And if yes, what sort of monthly volumes we are catering to?
So typically, we are supplied to all paint companies in India and the typical volume for the paint companies is around 15 to 20% of our production, which we cater to
around 10,000.
15 to 20% because it's a seasonal. Sometimes it's 15, sometimes 17 because in raining season, the paint demand will low, plasticizer will improve. So it changes quarter to quarter.
Correct. The second question is on the imports of OX. So with this EU-FTA going, EU-FTA in place, so from next year onwards, we'll start getting the benefits of the deal. So are we importing anything from Europe in terms of OX so that the duties which currently are there?
We don't import anything from Europe, but there may be opportunity to sell the product in Europe where the prices are good. However, we need to check the logistic point of view. And second is... 60% or 65% of product which is being sold for phthalic in Europe is molten. And around 30-35% is flex. So we are generally domestic market. We produce flex because molten is not easy to transport. So there is a limited opportunity for the Indian player in European market. However, we need to check the commercially based on the logistics.
Correct.
And duty has been made to nil.
Yeah, correct. And the last question from my side, you mentioned about 9 month inventory loss figure of close to around 45 crores, if I heard you correctly. You can just quantify them, okay?
I will just mention that the M2M charges and inventory impact is 40-45 crores, both put together. So M2M was around 25 to 28 and then 10 to 15 was inventory. Both put together was 40 to 45 crores inbuilt in the financial result for 9 months.
Correct. Sir, is it possible to share the inventory loss figure for Q3?
We don't have a direct number calculated for that. It's a cumulatively and it is not reflected in the results. That is how we internally calculate. Because the high cost inventory remain in your books and then you are selling it. Then the loss which is being calculated. So it is inbuilt. There is no separate calculation done by us for inventory. However, for M2M we have already provided in the 9 months results.
Correct. And sir, with the plasticizer plant getting commissioned, currently we are around, let's say, you will take 2 lakh, 2 lakh 5,000 tons of volume.
Correct.
So how our volume should optically look like in terms of production for FY27? Any guidance if you can share?
26-27, ideally it should be between 230 to 235. Out of that, 5 to 10,000 tons will be for plasticizer and DEP. And around... 22 to 25
could be for Thali. Perfect. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So, Mr. Bhandari, disappointment seems to have become the destiny of IG Petro shareholders. Every quarter, either there is a planned shutdown or unplanned shutdown or some technical breakdown. So, but the bottom line is that the numbers are really disappointing and it is reflected in our stock price. The net worth is over 1300 and market cap is around 1000 crores. So, basically market doesn't believe our net worth. That so I mean that's what the means when the market cap is below net worth. So any plans to do share buyback and why are we wasting money on CBG plant, pyrolysis oil and other exploring downstream chemistries when the our core business is trading below book value? So why not just do a share buyback?
Okay, let me explain you about the industry first. Your comment is very blunt, but let's understand the industry how it works. So phthalic, IGPL is the largest player of phthalic. It is a cyclical industry. Please understand that the margin move in line with the international market price. We have expanded our capacity. However, the plasticizer got delayed by some 3 to 6 months. When we start the plasticizer, then we will get the advantage of complete integration of PFF and the plasticizer. Coming to your point, the market, the book value and all that, I think that is the one way of looking at the investments, but we are focusing on improving our efficiency. When the market is bad, you can look at how you can optimize our cost, how you can improvise our overall margin. When market turned up, like in Jan, Feb, we see that there is a good revival in the market, the margin has improved. So I just don't think the investors should look at 1 or 2 quarter results. And it's not for IG. You look at the entire industry of the phthalic anhydride market. So company is, when the company is doing or company is not making money, it's nothing to do with the company. It's the performance of the market and the margin. Company is not different from the market. If market is having X margin, company can have an improvement of $50, $60, $70 over and above.
So Mr. Bhandari, I understand the point you are making. In fact, you are proving my point that we are in a cyclical down cycle. We have a great future ahead of us. We have expanded capacity and this is a temporary down cycle. Then that is exactly the time when share buyback should be done so that all the future growth can get divided on a smaller base.
My dear friend, share buyback decision is taken by the management and the board. You and me discussing can't decide that. That is one. But the other opportunity, you always look at the equity market point of view. I understand our point of view. Another thing which I need to highlight for last 9 months, while we are operating 4 plants, the interest and depreciation is being charged for the 5 plants. So what happened in the last 9 months doesn't necessarily meaning that the future will not be changed. You need to wait for 1 or 2 quarters. You will see a drastic improvement in the performance of the company.
Right. Sir, so why is our interest cost high for the past 2 quarters? If you could just help us bifurcate, is it because of the euro loan that we...
No.
So if you could just bifurcate, why is the interest cost high?
I will do. The interest cost is not high. We have already projected for 36 crores. In the interest, in 2024 March, when we completed PFIF, the debt of the PFIF is also reflected in the P&L. In depreciation and the interest of PFIF, which is yet to start the operation in terms of the production. So what you are seeing is 36 to 38 crore was the financial interest and finance cost. However, there is a minor impact of change in the interest rate from converting into euro to rupee. However, we have prepaid a loan of 45 crore. So that is somehow balance it out. So if you look at the overall interest cost, because we have a treasury income of 20 to 24 crore, effective interest cost in our balance sheet is 15 crore. For a company which is revenue between 2000 to 3000 crore, I think this is the fair, one of the best in the industry.
Right. Sir, so if I were to bifurcate the 10.4 crores of finance cost that we did in this quarter, so if you could just help us understand how much was towards interest and how much was towards other charges related to all these factoring and euro loan conversion?
3 to 4 crore rupee was on account of term loan interest. Balance is the working capital charges, LC charges, bill discounting charges and other bank charges. And around 1.5 crore was the M2M for balance
€5 million loan which is lying in the balance sheet, because we have converted 100 crore loan from euro to rupee, but one loan which is 1.1% interest is still in euro. For that, we need to charge M2M, which is reflected in M2M as well as part of interest cost.
Right. Sir, just a final question from mine. Sir, at what multiple do DEP and plasticizer realization can we expect versus phthalic realization? And sir, is it fair to assume that closer to 3,000 metric tons of phthalic will be used for the expanded DEP capacity?
Correct. So basically, when a DEP is, I'm assuming if DEP is operating at 75,000 ton, then 30,000 to 35,000 ton phthalic will be used in that, which is roughly 40% of the DEP. Now, coming to your second question, what is the margin? I am assuming we are transferring the phthalic at a marginal cost or the lowest cost to the DEP plant at which we are selling our phthalic in the market. If you consider that, then the phthalic, the plasticizer margin is around 10%-12% over and above the phthalic margin today.
And sir, on the realization front?
Basically, realization front, you can assume that right now, at 75,000 ton, sales is coming around 950 crore-1,000 crore. So it typically, when you are considering phthalic as, say, 90, 91, deep, the weighted average, because there are six, seven type of plasticizer, is coming between 100, 105-110, depending upon which type of plasticizer. Because plasticizer raw material is not only phthalic, but also the different type of alcohol and some catalyst. So all put together, you can say if plasticizer is 110, then 100 is the cost of raw material for the all plasticizers.
Right. So closer to 3 times.
Including conversion cost, yeah.
Answer for DEP, what would that number be?
DEP, again, DEP, we are actually more than 12% we are making the margin on DEP. When I'm saying 12%, I assume whatever phthalic we are transferring to DEP, that margin is considered in phthalic. Over and above, we are making 10%-12% in DEP.
Got it. And sir, what is the revenue from DEP in 9 months, and what was the volume in 9 months that we did for this product?
So DEP, right now we are selling around 1,500-2,000 ton in a quarter. So typically, right now, annualized volume is around 6,000 ton for the DEP.
Got it. And revenue?
Revenue at 6,500 ton is around 100 crore. But today, the last quarter, the phthalic prices and the DEP prices was low. So the average revenue in the last quarter was 15.5 crore.
Sorry.
So, Mr. Bhandari, for next financial year, what is the expected volume of phthalic?
Which I mentioned, I think you were there on the call. We expect the volume of pure phthalic 2,25,000. The production is expected between 230-235. 7,000-8,000 tons will go to the DEP and the plasticizers, and balance 220-225 will be available in the market for sale.
Sir, I may request you to rejoin the queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I believe the Chinese government had removed the export rebate on phthalic anhydride. So have we seen a similar, have they done similarly for maleic anhydride as well?
Sorry, can you repeat your question? What they removed?
The Chinese government had removed the export rebate, which we are providing to the producers who are manufacturing phthalic anhydride. So, has that similar thing happened in case for maleic anhydride as well?
No, not yet. I have not seen any publication or notification for maleic.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, I believe that China had expanded this maleic anhydride capacities because we are going to implement single-use plastics. So maleic anhydride was going to be used in bio for manufacturing bioplastics.
Correct.
So has that got delayed?
Actually, not delayed. They were planning to implement in 2022,
compulsory implementation, then they decided to do 25, they further extended the date. So right now biodegradable is not compulsory by law, it's optional. So because of that, not everybody is intended to convert the maleic into BDO and BDO to PBAT and PBT, which is the biodegradable plastics. So to that extent, the maleic is not being used for biodegradable, they will continue to sell maleic into the international markets.
Understood, sir. And now, sir, you mentioned that currently maleic anhydride producers are selling below cost, especially those who are manufacturing through butane route. So how are the Chinese able to do it? Because I don't believe they have their own butane capacities. So just wanted to get a better flavor. How are they able to manufacture at such a price?
The maleic in Chinese are being produced through butane, and which is an integrated part of refinery come petrochemical complex. So butane is basically the part of C1, C2, C3, and whatever butane is mixed butane, then they convert it to N-butane and again balanced butane, because in the maleic process, you take 100 kg of gas, use 60-40 unit to again give back to the refinery to pool it with the LPG pool. So around 60% gas is used and 40% go back to the source. So they are manufacturing the maleic, which is a fully integrated refinery and petrochemical complex.
Understood, understood, sir. Got it. And lastly, sir, for phthalic anhydride, just wanted to get a sense, are the current lower prices, is it because of lower demand or there is excess supply? Just some kind of outlook, flavor you could provide on phthalic anhydride.
You are talking about phthalic or maleic?
Phthalic, sir.
I think phthalic, the overall, there was a geopolitical uncertainty and everybody was under negotiation. So there was an issue because a lot of downstream of the phthalic players like UPR, they are selling 70-80% of their product like artificial marble into US. Because of geopolitical issues, the downstream industry got impacted. That has changed the balance of demand and supply. That's why the margin got impacted. Since now the Europe, Australia, the US deal is concluded, we have seen uptick in the demand as well as overall margin.
Sure, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may limit their questions to two. The next question is from the line of Prasad from Kamayakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So you mentioned that the CVG plant will go right from June 2026, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. When does the pyrolysis oil plant go live?
That I think I will not be able to tell you right now, but we are trying to get it before September. Because pyrolysis, the CBG, I think work is more than 50% over. CBG is under construction, it's given to Praj, everything is settled. Pyrolysis, I think plant construction is yet to start, basic and detail engineering is just completed. Probably okay, next quarter, I will give you the exact timeline.
Okay. And can you just repeat, I guess I misheard, can you repeat the spread that we earned in Q3 on PANOX spreads? What are they at currently for us? Thank you.
Oh, no. In the result, the spread which is reported is around $90 per ton, which includes the basically low realization of maleic, compressed margin, inventory excess, high cost inventory, everything is inbuilt. Market margin is around $60 to $80 or $100. Generally, IGPL earned around $60, $80 to sometimes $100 to $120 because of operating efficiency as well as the byproduct. But this time, all put together, there is a pressure on the downstream industry. There is a compressed margin, the lower realization of the maleic anhydride, and overall operating performance, there was M2M in high cost inventory, all put together has impacted. For last 9 months, if you look at the financial performance, it's M2M charges, inventory loss, everything bundled together, and there was some unplanned shutdown also, which has also cost in all has been inbuilt in the results. We expect that Q4 will be better, much better than last 9 months, and going forward, you'll see the improvement when we start the PFI as well as the plug effect.
Got it, sir. So just one clarification. So the spreads that we mentioned at 100, 120 are what we are earning currently, right, in Jan-Feb?
I will not like to comment it. It's a market margin, and what IG will earn in the quarter, that will be reflected in the result.
Okay, sir. So the market spreads right now are at 100-120?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Alpine Alternatives. Please go ahead.
So to understand this right, we are at $110-$130 spread now.
Right.
And we do a volume of typically between 45,000 to 50,000 a quarter. And given
we do typically 50,000 50,000 plus minus 5%, yeah. 50,000 ton.
Assuming there are no inventory losses now and M2M is largely gone.
Correct.
We should expect EBITDA run rate of 50 to 60 crores every quarter, right?
Yeah.
Sir, also when we say that depreciation and interest is being charged for five plants and that is being
Correct.
Absorbed by sales of four plants.
Correct.
But as I correctly hear you, always one plant will be on shutdown. So does this reason?
No. I will repeat it again. PFIS will be starting along with the plasticizer. Four plants will be operating at 90% capacity. One plant out of four will be shut for 1 month for change in catalyst.
Oh, that is only for 1 month. So
Yeah.
secondly, downstream capacities for PAN, downstream industries were operating at 30-40%. Has there any upward trend there?
No. Downstream industry is paint, plasticizer, pigment, CPC. We are supplying to most of the chemical companies. When we start
Specifically?
Plasticizer,
Yeah.
when we are planning to start in March, mechanical completion, and April, May, when we start plasticizer, the volume will not go up in one day. Gradually, it will start, and gradually, it will go up. We expect 30-35% of the volume in the first year for the plasticizers.
So not about plasticizers, our UPR and pigments, which are our downstream industries which we supply to.
UPR, paint, plasticizer, pigment, and CPC is around 50-55%. UPR and the DP put together is around 20%. Balance is other industries.
Sir, and what would be the reason that PAN prices have risen up 10-15% in last 1 month? Is there any pinpoint reason? And secondly, to understand, are there any triggers in Indian market which will drive the realization more than global markets in next 2 years?
So first question, your question is what are the reasons? So basically, because of the geopolitical uncertainty, there was an imbalance in demand supply, and there were a lot of free trade agreement is being executed between various countries. So that clarity has come. I think most of the free trade for India and other European market has already been concluded. Now, US free trade is also in place. So overall demand in the downstream, a lot of downstream industry which were selling it to US and Europe, they were not able to operate because there was a restriction in terms of the duty. Like 50% duty, you can't sell it to Europe, whatever product you are producing. Now, with that clarity, the overall production of the downstream industry has improved, which in turn, I'm not saying improvement in demand, but returning of the demand which was subdued because of these reasons. So that has improved. And the second is, it has gone to the level where it's very difficult for the company to recover their operating cost. No product can be sold for a longer period of time below the operating cost, or basically your cost of production. So the prices and the margins has already bottomed out, and since there is an improvement in the sentiment, we have seen the good price appreciation between 82-83 rupees to 93 in a period of 15 days.
Sir, lastly, if you can tell us for next 2 years, what will be the CapEx? Any clarity on subsidy of your own old plant? And as your competitor has filed ADD measure to be considered by government, what could be the timelines we could expect for this?
So I think
CapEx,
most competitor,
yeah.
all players put together have filed for ADD, which is review is expected to come up in August, September. So it's from industry. It's no one person is filing, it's from industry. We expect overall margin to improve.
in next one or two quarters, and we already seen in Jan and Feb. March is also expected to be good. What was your second question?
CapEx for next 2 years and subsidy clarity.
CapEx, I think we have a CapEx of plasticizer which will be over by March. Which is, I think we already done 120, 130 crore, around 30, 40 crore is pending for plasticizer. CBG CapEx is around 30, 35 crore. We are already doing it. So put together right now the for the CapEx plan, you can say around 40 to 50 crore for next year.
So subsidy clarity, if any?
We have got in principle approval from the government for subsidy, capital subsidy from the government, and we have applied to get the money from government in for
24-25. Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we take that as the last question of the day. And now, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Bhandari for closing comments.
Dear friends, I think we have discussed the results in detail. Only point I need to highlight is all chemical companies, I'm not talking about IG, is facing some challenges because of geopolitical issues, compression in the margin. But I believe there is a better time going ahead. I have witnessed it in all chemical companies because we are supplying to most of chemical companies, which is 70 to 80%. So we see there is a clear-cut improvement in the margin going forward. And we expect that not only there will be improvement in margin for IG, but also improvement in the volume in terms of the thalicontrazide and plasticizers. So we expect 26-27 will be much better than last year. Thank you very much for the call.
On behalf of IG Petrochemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.